exercise. He does.
I thought so. We're getting into the post-caffeine phase, I notice. So the moving to the next drug of choice, and after that, we'll see what happens. So we're getting towards the end of the Friday in terms of the talks up here. I just want to let you in on a couple of the scheduling things. As you know, there's a concert starting at around 11:30 down on the Mez. That'll go probably to about 2 or 3 in the morning. Should be a lot of fun, pretty rocking.
Shameless plug. He spoke at 12 o'clock, Shodan. What was it? Shodan for pen testers. Good speech, by the way. Oh, it went out already. The demo gods are speaking.
Right click.
Control delete. Yeah. All right, so detecting and defending your network using Nepenthes, or Nepenthes, however you want to say it. So who am I? Marco Figueroa, Marco Hacker, Neil Caffrey, Michael Weston. If you don't know him, look him up. I definitely recommend you look him up. So some of the people that don't know me here, they might think of me as this. But for my boys and everybody in the crowd might think of me as this. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, I want to be known as this. Who wouldn't want to be? Einstein, my idol. So, let me paint the picture for you. Oh, credibility slide. While I'm here, I spoke at DEF CON 16, spoke at the Last Hope, now I'm at the Next Hope. I consulted for Fortune 100 companies, published for Hack 9. Raise up, Kev. Kevin, raise up, man. I got to give him a shameless plug too. Get up, bro. This is my brother, Kevin Figueroa, right here. I gotta give him a little credit, because 10 years ago, he brought me here. And that was the first con I ever been to, and I've been addicted, like a crackhead, to hacking ever since. So thank you, Kev. All right, so let me paint the picture for you, and let me get into the meat of this. Back in 2003, Canada, a grid basically blew. It cascaded down into New York, and there was a blackout. Obviously, the people from New York remember. Now, what they didn't tell you was that in 2003, that same week, the slammer worm came out and infected that network. So allegedly, I'd like to use that word, it infected, and that's the reason why there was a blackout. But I would say just do your own research, look it up, but from my perspective, that's the reason why the blackout occurred. So, cyber and security, this came out in April. Tony Blair testifies at the Intelligence Committee. Malicious cyber activity is growing at an unprecedented rate. Google search, NPR, cyber insecurity. He's saying we are losing the battle. It's just too much for us to handle. And that's the government, Americans, whatever you want to call it. The private sector, the government sector. Shit is going to shit, but we got to fight back. So here's my hacker highlights. Back in June 2007, 20 terabytes was stolen from the government. Now, what I can't understand is how 20 terabytes are stolen and nobody knows. 20 terabytes is the Library of Congress. You know how much data is that? It's a lot of data. So August 2008, during the campaigns and stuff like that, way to go, Badian. Late, fashionably be late, bro. Hackers gain access to the McCain and Obama headquarters and basically hack emails. July 2009, cyber attacks were launched against the government and private sector. Now, here's the cake. Virginia Social Security Agency was basically hacked. They basically encrypted all the Social Security's numbers for Virginia and basically asked for a ransom for $10 million. Guess what Virginia did? Any guess besides the people in the front row? Yeah, they paid that $10 million. But here's the cool shit. The guy was really honest. He basically gave him back the information and was like, you know what? Not only you can have your shit back, and I won't post it up in a forum, but here's what I did to hack it, and here's the fix to it. So I thought that was kind of like honest in a sort of way, like pen testing way. Like, I broke into your shit, and then now you got to pay me. All right, now here's the fix. So I thought that was cool, and I was just like, holy shit, man. That dude got some sacks. So, this, I don't know if any of you seen Zeus. I gave it, me, the Malware Award of the Year. Now, I don't know how many working corporations, large corporations, and you have these applications to push out your apps and stuff like that. The Zeus backend has the ability to push out applications. I would roll it out in my corporation. So I don't give a damn what anybody says. Like, if it was me, this is what I'll use. Because you can push applications, you could format hard drives, you could do a lot of cool stuff with this. If you Google Symantec Zeus, the first link, they have a video on the underground, like, websites. Obviously, they block it out, but we hackers, we know exactly where these forums are. And they have, like, botnets for sale that's running Zeus. Like, $400, I think, gets you, like, 400 or 500 machines. And if you want to pay a lot of money, like $1,000, $10,000, you get a lot of machines. So definitely look this up, man. This is one of the baddest malwares. And another thing I want to say, this isn't one person creating this. This is like a crime family. This is like a team of people in Brazil, China. This is a whole team doing this. So, I mean, kudos to them. Probably got an SVN somewhere. So, what is Nepethys? What is a honeypot? It's a versatile tool that collects malware. Nepethys, or Nepenthes, emulates known vulnerabilities. Basically, when a binary hits the box, it downloads it for you to go ahead and reverse engineer and find out what the hell's going on. So, come on, work, clicker. Know thy enemy. AV and IDS refine signatures to detect it. So if there's no signature, it won't detect it. And I don't know about you, but Symantec, anybody work for Symantec here? Please, no. All right, cool. They're shitty. For that, don't even have an AV. Yeah, they're really, really bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the better and more we know about malware, you know, we could push up to them, give them the information they need to set us, give us a signature and stuff like that, and you know your environment, what's going on. So when collecting malware, you also could generate statistics for your employer and tell them, listen, this is what we need. We need you to roll it out, and we need it now. So it gives you the statistics you need to basically go ahead and have the ammunition to get your shit. So I was consulting at a company that has 200,000 workstations. Now, that is insane. It's hard to manage. It's hard to know what's going on everywhere. So when they got infected, and I think maybe like 10,000 machines got infected, they told me, you know what? We have the money. We're a Fortune 100 company. It doesn't matter. We'll throw money at the problem. Virus impact, that's not a problem. We'll throw money at it. What happened was their manufacturer facility where they manufacture their drinks, soft drinks, so you have an idea of where I was consulting at, basically got hit with a virus and it came to a halt. And they was like, oh my God, what do we have to do? So they sent us to Brazil to fix it. And I was like, you see, should have listened. So what I did was introduce Nepenthes. And when I introduced it, I was like, first we need to know where's our attack vector. And then once we figure out what's going on and we find out the signatures and stuff like that, we can update the clueless AVs so they could give us the signature so then we could push it out. So the last thing I like to say about Nepenthes is free 99. If you don't know what's free 99, for anything free for me, I want. So I know you said Shodan. I'm going to take a look at that tonight as soon as I jump off. So it's free. It's up to you. So, yeah. So this is how we basically rolled it out in that corporation. They have a business unit in every country in the world. So what we did was, we didn't want to do that. We took the Nepenthes collector and put it in the biggest business unit in that company. And then we pushed it up to CW Sandbox, which is an automated analysis suite. Here's the thing. That's not free. It costs $12,000. But here's a trick, right? We're hackers, right? So you call the company. You didn't hear this from me, not from Marco. You call the company. You ask them, I want to try your product out. Give me a 30-day trial. Do I have to say more? I don't think so. So once they give you that 30-day trial, there goes your software. Now, depending on how good are you, I think you could get it for free. Exactly. So once we put it on a network, we seen 150 to 200 malware-like binaries hitting these boxes. It was rampant. And we was like, you see, should have listened to me earlier. We didn't spend that much money. Now we know where we're getting hit at. And it was better for us. And it was free, so I looked like a superstar. I was like, you see, now you don't have to spend $100,000. You could give me that money. They didn't do it, by the way. So Nepenthes has vulnerability modules. I'll get into later why I think Nepenthes has limitations. You could add basically like modules to it. They don't have good documentation on it. The shellcode, thank you, Kevin. Shellcode handler and download handlers they have as well. I don't know if you could see that. What I've seen, there's not a lot of updates with Nepenthes. I think the last thing there is MSO5. Yeah. So it hasn't been updated, and I think that was shitty too. You know, if you're going to put out, even though it's a good honeypot, I think you should basically update it on a consistent basis, and they don't do that. So the Windows lovers in here, I'm sorry. They don't have a binary for you guys, so you could install Nepenthes. But here is the installations for BSD, DBN, Zero Chaos, Gentoo. Woo! Source, your source is there. So it's easily, you could just basically run it, download it, just type Nepenthes, and it starts working. It's just right there waiting for it to capture some binary. So that's what's cool about it. Okay. Come on, clicker. Yeah, there we go. So here's some of the malware analysis captured with Nepenthes. As you see, CWS version, which is a little old, but when it stores files, it stores it with an MD5 hash. You could basically see the log path, what's going on, the file name MD5. If you go to the next slide right now. So if you see towards the bottom, it tells you the create process and the installation. And once it installs, you see the destination file called Windows System 32, armin.exe. Now, that is pretty fast. So, you see the PID, the file name. If you look down, it has the start time, create process. So, here's the interesting stuff. Now, it's starting to look to go ahead, the Armin is looking to connect to my niece, close your eyes, there's sexcc.serveftp.com. So it tries to connect there, it can't resolve, and then it goes to the next one, sexcc.ath.cx, and it resolves to that IP address. So that malware basically went out to connect to a botnet. So if you see in the next slide, here's the cool shit. It connected to 6666 protocol IRC. Look at the nick it tried to use, XPDEU. Windows. It's the channel name is pound pound tibia 2. The password is tibia blow. So right now you got half the battle. So not only can you submit to Symantec the signature of where it's infecting, but as well as the signature for your IDS. So, it connects, it opens up a local port at 1910, socket 1392. Let's get to the meat of it. All right, your general approach. So when you set up a controlled environment, you want to obviously have VMware and stuff like that. You want to perform behavioral analysis and examine the interaction with the environment. Like, there's 90% you can use CW Sandbox to do stuff like that, but then there's the other 10% that you're going to have to basically do it manually. You're going to have to go into IDA Pro, Ali Debugger, WinDebugger to go ahead and find out what you're missing. So here's some of your toy chest, what you should have in your toy chest. Obviously, VMware, Ghost, you want to monitor your local workstation and basically your network. I use Fake DNS, or HoneyD is another honeypot you can use. My favorites are IDA Pro. What else I use? Yeah, WinDebugger. I had one in, yeah. Pentoo, yeah. The three downloads that it has. Nah, it's anybody ever heard of Backtrack? Raise your hand. So I'm gonna give my boy a shameless plug. He claims that Pentoo is better, so I gave you a shout out, bro. He got how many? There's what, 100 downloads for that? So here's the limitations with NetPentis. It only downloads binaries. If you put it on the edge of, like, let's say for your home users, you put it on the edge, you're not going to see the HTML that flies by it. It'll just drop it. You start seeing some weird shit for home users that want to do it and put it on the edge, NetPentis, you start seeing some crazy, crazy shit. What I wanted to figure out as well was that one night, Kev, we was, the China was hitting our box, right? Yeah, it was hitting our box. And yeah, I copied it. I did a print screen. So China was hitting our box, right? And I'm like, yo, Kev, look at this, man. We're getting attacked. But NetPentis, what it was doing, it wasn't a binary, so it was dropping it. And I was like, damn. So what I did was I basically did a print screen. I did a end map to that box, and it was basically, it was a bot. It was a server, though, in China that was basically taking over, and they was doing attacks from that box. But it was cool. It was, I think, what they were selling, watches, like Rolexes. You know, it was fake because it was from China. So, and malware is getting smarter. There's some cool shit that you're starting to see with the binaries. It's really, really good. I recommend you definitely put it on the edge and capture stuff. Put it on your corporate networks. Put it in your home, inside, internal, on your internal network to see if there's any traffic that's going on. Because people get infected and don't even know. So this is one way you can do it. So that was the first part of the presentation. So I definitely wanted to make an announcement. And this is the right forum to do it on. So it's called for all hackers. It's called ShaolinTools.com.
Give one to Badian.
This is part of the announcement. Not there you go. There you go. So it's basically up. If you go to ShaolinTools.com, you'll see the countdown. And the start of Shaolin Tools, it started with being denied for Black Hat 3 times. Now, if you don't know what Black Hat is, I think it's next 2 weeks from now in Las Vegas, they have a conference called Black Hat. It's Wednesday and Thursday. That's like the only conference that I haven't spoke at. And I've been submitting to them, and I'm pissed. I'm frustrated. I'm like, dude, yeah, I'm going to have to do B-sides, but whatever. So I was questioning my judo and my kung fu and my ninja skills. I'm like, damn, man, what am I doing? When I received the denial this year, I was really, really pissed. So I took 2 days and I said to myself, what the hell am I going to do that, number one, next year I'm going to be accepted? Number two or three years from now, I'm going to still be accepted regardless if I want to talk about rats and roaches. So I came up with this thing called 36 Chambers of Shaolin Tools, and that's what it was born. Yeah. Now, Shaolin Tools, or the 36 Chambers of Shaolin, people might think of Wu-Tang, but there was a movie that was created back in 1978. I definitely recommend you watch that. So What is Shaolin Tools? So 36 chambers of unreleased tools, offensive and defensive security tools, straight hacking, whatever you want to do. If you're a programmer, basically, you know, you're willing to join. If you write documents, if you do beta testing, if you do websites, we need that as well. So it's open to everybody. It's an open forum. So it gets better. So the making of Shaolin Tools, I was saying, well, how can I document this? How can I show the world the process of 1 year from something when it starts to the end of it? How can it be epic and be, you know, I'm thinking leave a legacy or something. Give it to my kids so they could carry on and say, hey, that's what he was doing. So what we're doing is giving all programmers, all programmers and beta testers the Flip Video HD camera so they could start recording documentaries and stuff like that. So here's a little trailer that I brought up. That's why I needed that wire. If it's too loud, I'm sorry. So,
you know, when it comes to a project this big, you know, it's really about consistency and how much you're willing to put in it.
He's four. Number four, gold pairs. Let's see how he does.
There's going to be, I'm telling you, there's going to be ups and downs in here. I just need, I know I'm focused on it and other people are like, that's a great idea, but I understand when it comes down to it.
It's called P.I. Fuscate.
The market needed it.
You see, I mean, come on, I mean, we're actually the oddballs in the group, man,
that we grasp everything. And the documentary is just going to be alongside of it. No, it's their gift. But when it comes down to it, you have to look yourself in the mirror at 3, at 4 a.m. when you're coding.
Well, this is for the love, man. The more we have, the better it is. Hold it, so.
You're a prisoner for what? Like, I thought it was interesting stuff. I mean,
yo, dude, 1,507 systems in one day. This is zero cool, man.
When it's all said and done, Einstein changed the world.
Yeah, so that's a quick trailer. That's going to be coming out. Yeah. Is the editor here? Did he get here yet, Kev? Oh, sucks to be him. So that's what's going on. Like I said, it's open to everybody here. The website right now was up. It's down now, so I got to check it out once we get off the stage. But not yet. So we do have a SVN server to push up all the stuff, all the packages. It's on a secret website. So we won't get, pwned and owned, especially by Shodan. So the release date for that is July 27th, 2011. It's 1 year. It's basically, I'm putting my validity and credibility on the line with this. I believe in what I've come up with. I think I have the right team, and I'm willing to accept all comers, man. It doesn't matter if you're Asian, South Korean, European. It doesn't matter. If you can type in English, hey. Well, sorry. If you could program, it's open. It's... Oh, shit. Here we go. Wait. I said if we had hecklers, so... Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Usually, when we have hecklers, right, me and my brother started this tradition. We really get on them and bitch them, right? So that's... So...
What can you say to a man that looks like this?
Nice boots.
So... So what I decided, my brother, if you look at DEF CON 16, my big brother right here embarrassed this 300-pound dude. and basically challenged them to a fist fight, like in the middle of the conference, was like, you know what? We're going to stop this. And how about you come outside and let's fight? Right in the middle of the conference. And I'm like, Kev, you know what? Let's finish first and then you handle that. So, Tuna, you've been a nut ass this whole little hour right here. So, come up and take your shot. He's gonna look at the camera because you want you to just shine, right?
Oh yeah, well you're gonna do one with
look, no, wait, no. You're a heckler, bro. You heckling, you gotta get it. Yeah. Tuna, look at the camera, cause you're on the camera, man. You're on the camera. There you go. You good. You can sit down now. Now you could just shut up. So yeah. So July 27th, 2011 is the release date. I'm working on getting a five-hour track at Black Hat, or at least a block of time, so we could present these tools at Black Hat. And I think if I release the tools, 36 of them, I don't think he's going to deny me. That's just me. So all the Shaolin tool monks, because that's what we call it, the monks, stand up, that's here. One, two, three right there, four. Yeah, and there's like three down there. There's one over there. So these are the monks we have so far. You know, it's going to be a journey. It's going to be a ride. I'm telling you right now. So if you're willing to come on board, I have no questions, man. As long as you got some skill and you're willing to work, that's what it is. So there's two chambers already completed. There's 34 left. And I know Tuna, don't even reply to me, but he's working on some cool stuff with phones. And the project that I'm working on is called Shaolin Honeypots. And since I've been working with Honeypots for a while, I've seen a lot of stuff that Honeypots are missing. So I'm going to incorporate with the Shaolin Honeypot a web interface with Ruby and Rails, because I program in Ruby. I know there's a lot of Python programs this year. Yeah. So it's going to be real cool, man. Anybody interested, I'm just going to let you know that we're probably going to have some pizza downstairs on the second floor. Second floor? All right, we're going to have pizza down there. If you guys want to hang out with us, we're going to order it. Like I said, if you're interested, come down there or come up here, grab a business card, because I know it is late night on a Friday. And dual cores back there. Are you performing, bro?
Last night
you performed. Oh, man. You performed last night?
Yeah.
Seriously? Not even an email. You see the love I get? Oh, my fault. I'm lame. So I think I'm really early. I'm like 20 minutes early, but I know it's a Friday night and you guys want to hang out, eat. If anybody wants a shot that's 21 years old, come and get some. Hold it. We need a line like... If you want it, you know what I mean? Dual core, come up here. You got to spit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Questions. Sorry. Whoa. It was a feast. That was like, shots. Hold on. Let me go. Move. Oh, my God. Tuna. Paging doctor. Anybody see that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, awesome on that. What was happening with Symantec is that we was waiting 4 or 5 days for one signature. Now, if you're infected, you wait 4 days for a signature update, it's gonna basically infect half your network. So the big thing was this with the infections was the Big Yellow. Has anybody heard of the Big Yellow? Which was Symantec. It was a virus, a malware for Symantec. It basically attacked Symantec, and we didn't have that signature, and we was like 6 months behind. Man, that's when the 10,000 got infected. So what we did was we basically had the Nepethys and we had the XML file. So we would push it to Symantec. And what we did was, since they were stupid and they didn't want to give us somebody on our, like, work with us on our network and stuff like that, what we did was we had an enterprise rep, and basically we would push the XML file with all the details. So all they had to do was create the signature. Like, you don't have to do any work. Just look at the file, create the signature, and push it back. So the reason why it took them 4 days is because we had to submit the binary. They'll basically reverse it, find out what they're doing, and take their sweet-ass time. So they didn't have an argument for us. We gave you all the information. You don't have to do nothing except write a signature. So, any other questions? I'm sorry. I just wanted a party. I didn't want no questions. Yeah. No, 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 no. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Submit. Yeah. No, 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 no. Because what we had a contract with Symantec, and it was on all our boxes. So we needed the signatures like yesterday. So you understand? Yeah. It was within 4 hours. So it was pretty good because we had that relationship with the enterprise, Symantec, AV, and they was pushing it back to us immediately. For them to push back the signatures. It took 4 days before we submitted the XML file to them. Before we went through that process, if we just took a binary and submitted to them, it would take them 4 days to get back to us, which was unacceptable in an enterprise network, you know? Any other questions?
Who's your favorite rap group?
Dual Core is number one, yeah. Even though I told him, hold on. I hit you up on Facebook. Look at this. Like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, you know what, dude? Can I get a favor? Can I get one favor? I was like, how about you introduce me with a rap, and then you close out the show, because I'm going to leave you some time, and you spit some game. How about that? He emailed me back like, dude, we only have a week. And I wanted to hit you up, and I was like, but you don't freestyle, and you're not a rapper? Is that what it is? Because I could pull out Wu-Tang, and let me go off the top, since I love hip-hop. The Mississippi Masada, I be in the sala chupin the naga like the chupacabra. You see, that was off the top. That was off the top, Dualcore, and I'm not even a rapper. So, I'm not even a rapper, so I'm just saying. Yeah, nah, he'll kill me. I'm scared of that dude when it comes to rap. Any other questions? Hey, Dualcore, why don't you just spit, because we do have some time. You can spit a freestyle. Come up here, man. And we could get a line going. Yeah, yeah. We could have a little party in here. It is Friday. It is 10:30. And you could get some shots. So I'll give you some shine, bro.
Real quick, make some noise for Marco real quick. We spit a couple lines on a freestyle and make it hot. Everybody get up here, get in line and get a shot. And you say I can't freestyle? Well, believe me. You were rapping in Spanish. I might rap in C. Oh my gosh, I don't know what you do. I put a hole in. Because I got to end all of my lines with a semicolon. And anyways, you know they want to believe me. They resemble me because I rap in assembly. X86 architecture, I rep ya. Hey, it's my man Marco. Go ahead and check ya. DualcoreMusic.com. Holler at me.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. That's it. If any other questions or you want my business card, just let me know.
I got water.
You got
water.
You got water. Yeah.